नारायण नमस्कृत्यान रोंचैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नश्च प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भागवतु तमस्तोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा हरे बोलिस गुड मॉर्निंग प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ऑब्लिगेशंस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री प्रभुपाद सो दिस मॉर्निंग्स श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास इज फ्रॉम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 1 Text 37. Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 37.
Ramananam Shatra Bujo Mahatma Piduru Angri Sita Krishna Vanam Ranabhida Bija Gano Papano Tavyatma Ka Karma Vitana Yuga Ramananam Shatra Bujo Mahatma Viduru Angri Sita Krishna Vana Nana Vida Vija Kano Papano Dravyatma Ka Karma Vitana Yuga Ramana Nam Shatra Vijo Mahatma Viduru Angri Sita Krishna Vana Nana Vida Vija Kano Papano Tavyatma ka karma vitana yoga.
Alright, we'll do word for word now. Brahma, the Brahmanas. Ananyam, the face. Ananam, the face. Chakra, the Kshatriyas. Puja, the arms. Mahatma, the Virat Purusha. Ved, the Vaishyas. Uru, the thighs. Angri, Sita, under the protection of his feet. Krishnavana, the shudras. Nana, various. Abhida, by names. Abhijagana, the demigods. Upapa, na, being overtaken. Dravya Atmaka, with feasible goods. Karma, activities. Vitana Yoga, performances of sacrifice. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Virat Purusha's face is the Brahmanas. His arms are the Kshatriyas. His thighs are the Vaishyas. And the Shudras are under the protection of his feet. All the worshipable demigods are also overtaken by him. And it is the duty of everyone to perform sacrifices with feasible goods to appease the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Monotheism is practically suggested here. Offering sacrifices to many demigods under different names is mentioned in the Vedic literatures. But the suggestion made in this verse is that all those varieties of demigods are included in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are only the parts and parcels of the original whole. Similarly, the divisions of the orders of human society, namely the Brahmanas, the intelligent class, the Kshatriyas, the administrators, the Vaishyas, the mercantile community, and the Shudras, the laborer class, are all included in the body of the Supreme. As such, sacrifice by every one of them in terms of pleasing the Supreme by feasible goods is recommended. Generally, the sacrifice is offered with clarified butter and grains. But with the progress of time, human society has produced varieties of goods by transforming materials supplied by God's material nature. Human society, therefore, must learn to offer sacrifices not only with clarified butter, but also with other manufactured goods in the propagation of the glory, of the Lord's glory, and that will bring about perfection in human society. The intelligent class of men, or brahmanas, may give direction for such sacrifices in consultation with the previous acharyas. The administrators may give all facilities to perform such sacrifices. The vaishya class or mercantile community who produce such goods may offer them for sacrifice, and the shudra class may offer the manual labor for the successful termination of such sacrifice. Thus, by the cooperation of all classes of human beings, the sacrifice recommended in this age, namely the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, may be executed for the common welfare of all the people of the world. Hare Krishna. Om Gyanati Virandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Om Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakaramayam Dadati Swapadatika Pandeham Shri Guru Sivita Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadvitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tata Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Dhruvescha Kripa Sundivya Eva Cha Putitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Shatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chitani Namni Gurati Senama Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himavya Divacha Pashundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chitani Chandaya Namo Namaste Chitani Chandaya Namo Namaste Chitani Chandaya Namo Namaste Chitani Chandaya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the translation again is the Virat Purusha's face is the Brahmanas. His arms are the Kshatriyas. His thighs are the Vaishyas. And the Shudras are under the protection of his feet. All the worshipable demigods are also overtaken by him. And it is the duty of everyone to perform sacrifices with feasible goods to appease the Lord. Hare Krishna. So Shukadeva Goswami is describing so wonderfully the universal form of the Lord, the Virat Purusha, to the hearing of Maharaj Pariksit and to our benefit also. So, Krishna is merciful. In so many ways, he explains, sometimes directly, like he did in Bhagavad Gita, sometimes through his pure devotee, like in this case of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami speaking. So, the Lord, in the universal form, Virat Purusha, we see the link between the different Paranas, that is, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudra. So, the universal form represents what happened in the material world. The classes, the divisions of the classes. The Brahmanas, the most intelligent class, Then the Kshatriyas, administrators, and also the military, the Vaishyas, the mercantile family, and the mercantile community, and the Shudras, the labor force, or the employees, we call them now, the workers. So, the Lord is included, or the Lord includes everything, material and spiritual. You know, in this case, material is being described. Then, Shukadeva Goswami also talks about the worshipable demigods. The worshipable demigods are also overtaken by him. They are all included. And it is the duty of everyone to perform sacrifices to appease the Lord with the proper goods, the feasible goods. So the first thing that Srila Prabhupada talks about is the fact that the Lord is one, and therefore monotheism is suggested here. Even to the Virat Purusha's form, the way it's described, still, we are worshipping one God. There is no need to worship many, many other gods who are not at the level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead anyway. So, the next point Srila Prabhupada mentions is to offer sacrifices to many demigods with the different names. Yes, that's there. Vyasadeva put it in the Vedic literatures. And if you want a particular kind of boon, then you can worship a particular kind of demigod and so on. If you do the worship properly, chances are extremely high that you're going to get what you requested. But what does that do? Those are material requests. And more than likely, it increases our what? Sense gratification. And the sense gratification is the problem for us not being able to leave the material world. So, the demigods, they are included in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not only that, any power that the demigods have is given by the will of the Lord. They are administrators. They take care of different parts of the material creation. For the Lord, they work on behalf of the Lord. So they are parts and parcels of the original. So in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, which is the most confidential, is in text 23. It says, Ye pyanya devata bhakta yajante sadhanan yanvita te pimam eva kanteya yajanti avidi purvakam. Translation is, those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship only me, O son of Kunti. But they do so in a wrong way. So in this Bhagavad Gita's statement, Krishna is making it plain that not only demigods are parts and parcels of the Lord and they serve particular purposes, but those who worship other gods, then they become devotees of them, actually worship me, but they do so in a wrong way. That is, indirectly, they worship the Supreme Personality of God. Now, in their own minds, they worship in particular gods because they want some particular material boons. But all things in the material world are supplied by Krishna. So, there is one lecture in which Srila Prabhupada described. And let's talk about Lord Shiva. And we're talking about Lord Shiva in particular. Om Namo Shivaya. Many people tend to worship Lord Shiva because they want particular things. And they know that Lord Shiva is extremely giving, so that if you do a puja to Lord Shiva, chances are very high that what you want, you're going to get. Now, so Srila Prabhupada explained, we say, from the scriptures, and we preach so much that the greatest devotees of Krishna is Lord Shiva. He's always in meditation, thinking about Shesha. The snake around his neck represents Shesha. So he's connected very much. We can go to the appearance of Kesha, connected with Balaram, but Balaram is a plenary expression of Krishna. So he's, Lord Shiva is meditating on Krishna. And Lord Shiva knows that when people do puja to him and want material things, that is not going to make them devotees of Krishna. It's going to not only that they are properly, most probably guaranteed another life in a physical body, in the material world. So why would he give things that people request that are material, knowing very well that it will trap them in more entanglement? The answer is, Prabhupada explained, he does not. He does not want to give those kinds of material things. But they're asking. So, the way Srila Prabhupada put it is that Lord Shiva literally turns to Lord Vishnu, and Srila Prabhupada dramatizes it a little bit. He says, they are asking. Lord Shiva said, they are asking. They are asking. And Lord Vishnu says, all right, give. All right, give. Then Lord Shiva gives. So Lord Shiva knows that those who ask for material things are just extending their lives here in the material world, in this jail, in this house of correction. So if we want to ask for anything, we should ask the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not only that, the best thing to ask is to serve him devotionally. And that is the best thing that anybody can teach others to do. So Srila Prabhupada has taught us, first of all, he has written the Bhagavad Gita as it is, so that anyone who reads it and takes it to heart becomes a devotee of our Lord. Other Bhagavad Gitas, he said the other day, I was listening to a lecture yesterday, so many Bhagavad Gitas were written before Srila Prabhupada wrote his. And years have gone by, people have read those, no one became a devotee of the Lord. But when he wrote his, and satisfied with the comments, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His Bhagavad Gita as it is made devotees. And then, when I heard that, I started looking at Bhagavad Gita again. Not for Srila Prabhupada's comments, but for the translations directly. And I see the translations directly actually establish that Krishna is the supreme. He says everything that's the ultimate is for me. I'm seated in everybody's heart, Bhagavad Gita in chapter 15, Yoga with the Supreme Person, text 15. For me come knowledge, for me come remembrance, for me come forgetfulness. So many ways he described his superiority. And I'm going, what in the world were people thinking? But reading the translation of Bhagavad Gita, really say what is what? Yet, this is Kali Yuga. People will find ways to interpret things differently. So we're very fortunate to have Srila Prabhupada's comments even stress that Krishna is the one Lord. And therefore, here, it is said, monotheism is the way to go. People who are engaged in the worship of demigods, Srila Prabhupada says, they are not very intelligent. Although such worship is given to Krishna indirectly. And when a person is watering a plant and they pour water on the leaves and the branches, yes, they are watering the plant. Leaves and branches are part of the plant. But is that the most effective way of nourishing the plant? The answer is no. So if we want the effective way, we go to the place where it would be most effective, which is the root. He's given these examples in so many different places. So without sufficient knowledge and observing the regular principles that are laid down by Krishna, then people go to demigods, wasting their time. Demigods are different officers, like directors in the government of the Supreme Lord. But we have to follow the laws made by the government, not follow the officers or the directors. So everyone is to worship the Supreme Lord only. And Krishna does not approve of unnecessary worship of a demigod. So in this case here also, it's been made plain by Krishna's great devotee, Srila Prabhupada, that monotheism is the way to go. Worship Krishna, and in Kali Yuga, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So then, Srila Prabhupada talks about the different parts, the varnas, the four varnas. Brahmanas, the intelligent class, and in the translation it says here, they are the head, the face, kshatriyas, administrators, vaishyas, and in the shudras, down to the Lord's feet. So they are all included in the body of the Supreme Lord. Now, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 13, the varnas are explained. Chatu varnyam ayashishtam gunakama vibhagasa tasya kartaram apimam vidi akartaram avyayam. According to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I'm yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. The important point is that the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, the vaishyas, and the shudras, they have a particular mode, they have a particular function, but they are also connected with the three modes of material nature. The intelligent class of men, called the brahmanas, they are in the mode of goodness, by the way they relate their understanding of scripture and how they live their lives. Mode of goodness. The next is administrative class, the kshatriyas. They are situated in the mode of passion. They protect citizens, and they also administer, and sometimes when punishment is due, the king actually arranges for the punishment, or sometimes does the punishing himself. Mode of passion. Mercantile men, those who are in business and also in car protection, they are situated in a mixed mode of passion and ignorance. And then the employees, the shudra class, they are situated in the mode of ignorance. So in this age, unfortunately, things have deteriorated so much that if it says Kalao Shudra Sambhava, in this age, in mentality, people are Shudras. So even if you look at the governments, the way they are, well, Brahmanas, okay, so they are priests in different religions. What kind of quality priests are they, though? Are they Kshatriyas, administrative class? Sure, they are. It's parliament, it's congress, it's so many people who make decisions. There's the military, and the military heads, they are there. But what kind of decisions are made and what kind of wars are fought these days? Not wars for good things, but wars to take advantage of other countries and take advantage of the goods that the earth supplies. That's why people go to war. For all the wrong reasons. The mercantile men, vices, especially the cow was supposed to be protected. What are people doing now? Sacrificing the cow and eating the flesh. And the shudra class, well, in all of that, the shudra class is supposed to be supporting the other three varnas. But if the three varnas themselves are not doing things properly, what happens to the shudra class then? You can be giving assistance, but you're giving assistance for things to be done wrongly. So it is a very unfortunate situation now in this Kali Yuga. There are people who go to work, and they know that they are supporting something that is actually bad. They know. But because they receive a paycheck for it, they do it anyway. For example, a person that, and before I became a devotee, I met someone, I was looking for somebody, you know, possibility of marriage. And there was this particular lady that I met, and she's a salesperson, works for a cigarette company. So she explains every morning she has so many, you know, places to go, so many stores she has to go in and restock the cigarettes and it. And she's speaking, and at that time I wasn't even a devotee. And she's speaking, but I'm still thinking, but cigarette kills people. And you're going around restocking the stores so people can buy and kill themselves. Those who are addicted to cigarettes. So yeah, she is a shooter by this definition. She's an employee. But she's with a company that's actually killing people. So the situation is actually very, very pathetic. But not many people even understand how much damage they're doing. How much damage they're doing to other people. And what kind of reprisal or karma, sinful reaction that will come upon them. So knowing this, devotees also have to be very careful. And I know in certain situations where, I know at least a couple of devotees, one of them, a Papa disciple, another one is actually my eyes disciple. They were driving trucks, truck drivers. It's honorable, it's okay, good job, pays well. They made sure that they told their companies that they were not going to haul meat. And they made sure that the goods that they were picking, that the companies had agreed that the goods to the devotees would not violate the regulated principles. So that way, they protected themselves. They were still working, but they protected themselves. And so sometimes we do, when these things come up, we need to take a stand. Because it's not a question of just being in a job to support the family, but the type of job also matters very much. Very, 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 very much. So anyway, to come back to this, there is the Mana Ashram system. Then, of course, there's also the ashram system, the brahmacharis, then the grihasthas, who are in the society, they're the majority, in the vanapras, and also the sannyasis. So we all help spiritually, and we all have to work nicely together. And as I was thinking about this, there was one situation that happens every year for every big or well-established temple. And that is the Rath Yatra. In the Rath Yatra, I don't have to define it to you. We know Lord Jagannath gives his mercy by the help of the devotees, Lord Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra coming out and doing so much blessings of the community. Whether people understand who the Lord is or not, they just see and the devotees are chanting. And so much blessings is given to that particular city. And this happens all around the world. We know that. This is nothing new. Now, so there is this Varnashram. The Varnas are there, the four Varnas. But for devotees, we are being trained in the transcendental activities. But still, we have to work like in the Varna system. So in the Rath Yatra, there's brahmanas, they are on the cart, making arrangements for Lord Jagannath first to be nicely situated, and then when the procession is going on, they are also doing so many things, doing, you know, offerings of bhoga, and even giving that out at some point. So many people, Srila Prabhupada's murti is also there, and then of course this wonderful celebration of Lord Jagannath. The brahmanas do that. Then there are devotees that play roles of kshatriyas in the administrative sense. There's the planning for the Rath Yatra that's done by devotees, how to raise Lakshmi, and the different things that have to be done, the different departments to make the whole Rath Yatra work nicely. So kshatriyas, in that sense, devotees are playing that role. And then The Vaishyas, we see them in the stalls selling different paraphernalia for the Lord. So devotees are playing that role also as Vaishyas. And then everybody else. Some people are performing some menial work, but then everybody else is also chanting in the procession. Some of the menial work involving like those who are allowing the cars to be parked, the trucks to be parked in different places, and those who are serving the prasada and so on. Wonderful work. So in that way, the devotees involve themselves in different activities under these categories during the Ratha Yatra. But one thing is, a devotee can do work as it is required. So there may be devotees who may be second initiates, but they may not be on the cart. They may be doing different things. So in that way, Srila Prabhupada defines devotees. One of the 26 qualities of devotee is a devotee is expert. A devotee is expert. And as far as that goes, there are a couple of things that defines a person who is expert. The real expertise of the devotee, pure devotee especially, is able to take himself out of the difficult web of Maya. They're very careful not to offend people. They're careful to relate properly. They're careful to properly to devotees. They're careful to relate to their services with great attention and also do things in a timely way. So, one of the greatest expertise of a devotee, a sincere devotee, is to surrender to the Lord. If the Lord takes charge of our affairs, different things that we do, our affairs, then we are in expert hands. So we should diligently learn the art of surrendering to Krishna and apply it purely. As Krishna himself says, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me, and simple reactions will be taken care of by me and we shouldn't fear. Sarvadharma Tarityaja, Tarityaja, Mahamekam Sharanambhaja, Ahamtam Sarvapapebhyo, Moksha Ishami Masuchaha. And then Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 1865, text 65th verse, these four things, Srila Prabhupada says, if we do, we will become a good and then devotee of the Lord, steady devotee, and then rise to purity. Think of the Lord all the time. So says Rupa Goswami also. Think of him, become his devotee, offer obeisances to him and worship him. And all of the means to do that is supplied. Krishna has given us our minds, and our minds should be turned towards thinking of the Lord. Becoming devoted to the Lord. Give our hearts to the Lord. Give our hearts to the Lord. We have worshiping, which is, he has appeared in the Vigraha form, the Arti Vigraha. This is what we were just talking about Ratha Yatra a few minutes back, Lord Jagannath, Bahadev, Subhadra, and many other Achamurtis of the Lord, and offering obeisances to the Lord. Everybody can do that. Everybody can do that. But Krishna says, you do that, you come to me. Just trust and do that, and you'll come to me. And I'll take care of you. Take care of you, take sinful reactions away, and you will definitely come to Krishna's abode at the end of life. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that a devotee is expert, and that means that he's willing to do anything to serve the Lord, to serve Guru, and to serve the devotees. Not that a person is a Brahman, so he cannot do a menial task. So that in back to the Ratha Yatra, there are brahmanas, a few brahmanas that may be on the cart or the carts, depending on whether we have one or three carts for the Ratha Yatra. But there may be devotees also who are second initiates who are serving prasada. So a devotee is expert, meaning that he's willing to do anything. So the ability to surrender and do the needful Srila Prabhupada explains, is the sign of an expert devotee. So that is clearly a message to us that we shouldn't shun or get away from some tasks because we say, well, now that's below me. I am second initiated. I'm first. Well, the bhaktas that are not initiated, they're the ones that are supposed to do this. And I do this other thing and this other thing. One incident happened. We had traveled at that time. I was not in Pennsylvania. I was in Maryland, D.C. area. And some of my God family members, we traveled to one of the temples. And I don't want to bring too many details about it, but anyway, because some of it, part of it is kind of sensitive. But we were there in the Prasadam Hall, visitors, obviously, first time we went to the temple. And then we heard Prabhuji's voice, which seemed quite concerned. He was screaming, why is this place not being swept? Why is this not done? This one? He was screaming, and we couldn't see his face, but we could hear him because he was coming down like a hallway, and then we were in this room, which was there for Saddam Hall. And then he says, where are the bhaktas? Where are the bhaktas? And we look at it, and then that time he appeared, and we found out later on he was the temple president. So, well, no wonder he was so concerned about this. He says, where are the bhaktas? And so, everybody sitting there was from the D.C. and Maryland area. We were all visitors. And so we looked at him, and some of the devotees, one of them actually responded and said, Prabhu, we are all bhaktas. What kind of service do you want done? And as soon as he heard that, he looked at our faces, he knew we were all visitors. Because he knows his temple congregation. And his voice just calmed down. And then, you know, he explained something. He said, no problem. We'll help you. We'll definitely do it. Do the service. And so, clearly, sometimes we think that some things are done by these people and things not done by others. But Srila Prabhupada says that one who is expert is ready to do the needful. All that is needed, if it's important, they'll do it. That I know some devotees, you know, Prabhupada disciples were pujaris and so on, but depending on what needed to be done and the fact that they were short of manpower, they were sweeping hallways and other things. The same person that milked, the Mataji that milks cows, he was sweeping the hallways, doing all that was necessary. This is a Giranagri at the time that I was there. So expertise is simple. Grasp the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, chant the holy name, and whatever is necessary to be done, we do. We don't say, this is below me, or this other person has to do. No. We just do what is necessary. And that way, Krishna actually will sweeten our devotional life. The more that we take try to do everything, we just take the initiative, we go after all the services, and ask questions, and sometimes you don't even have to be told. You don't have to be told that this needs to be done, this needs to be done. Once you see it's there, and it's not, somebody has not done it, take it as an opportunity. And do the service yourself, to the best of your ability. We can't just simply go on complaining and complaining and complaining. Anybody can complain. But when we are taking issues on in a way of helping to get what the services are covered, then we are being more responsible devotees rather than just talking about it and leaving it alone. And this is Srila Prabhupada's definition of an expert. Whatever is necessary to do. And that reminds me of one other situation. This is also in Giranagri. That some devotees say, well, I'm an expert in this. I don't do this other thing. Don't do this other thing. So one of the spiritual masters really, really, really brought our attention to things that we have to be careful of. I do this. I don't do this. I do this. I don't do this. He said, what's your expertise? You're an expert at doing this. You can't do this other thing. So your expertise spans when? When did you become an expert at this? This lifetime? Or 5 lifetimes ago, you were an expert in something. So basically we're saying don't come up with any excuses. What has to be done, it has to be done. So devotee's expertise is sincere surrender to service. It's for Krishna, it's for devotees, it's for Guru. That's all we need to think about and go after it and get it done to the best of our ability. So devotee's expert, Daksha. And also, you should remember, the Lord is one. We do not go through other demigods. We have to give everything to the Lord, our minds, our home, everything. Manasa deho geho. Give to Krishna. And worship Krishna. And then we'll be in the right frame of mind. And then Krishna will reward us accordingly. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And that's understandable, but the Lord is also in the heart. So when they need, you know, you will put in a situation where, and believe you, some devotees are maybe on their jobs. Some side things that they do on their jobs may put them in this kind of risk, just like you were in also. Having to work because the money is needed in order to live in this country. And unfortunately, what you were given also involved, you know, doing stuff that was against the regulation. Yes. I'm glad you brought it up, yeah. So after a while, and after a short while, as you yourself have said, then you had to, you know, go on to something different. Well, you can look at it that way. You can look at it that way, but we are always, you know, prodded, you know, helped by the Lord and our intelligence. So if we're in a situation that is bad, then bells go up in our head, danger, 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 danger. And that's what you were saying, that you didn't stay in that job too long because the reason was to make money at the time. Absolutely. By Sri Prabhupada's mercy. By Sri Prabhupada's mercy. The spiritual master is very merciful. He showed us what the real path is, so that we know when we get into a situation that is troubling, or we know that we're in a situation that is not supported by the injunctions, then we know we need to get out. The devotees do sometimes get into situations that are a little dangerous, sometimes a lot dangerous, but the Lord is always there, and thankfully, Srila Prabhupada has explained what's right and what's not right. When you yourself, you know, when you were speaking, you started with when you were home, and when you were little, they took you to temples, and then they told you to just, okay, worship this particular God, worship this particular God. And you did what you were told to do. But did you know that God had to be worshipped in a monotheistic way? That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You followed at that time what your parents did. Then, you know, as you grew older, then the situation, which is the right situation of monotheism, came to you by Krishna's arrangement. Again, you came to this country and then you had to, you know, take care of family. The money was needed. The job was needed. You didn't decide that, you know, you would be in a situation where the job would be involving sales of cigarettes also. You did other things and that was also put in, and the Lord took us out of it. So yeah, we will sometimes get into situations that are difficult, but as long as we have a good heart and we pray to the Supreme Personality of God and we pray especially, we'll be taken out of it. One situation that happened also in Washington DC area on his day, Tamal Krishna Goswami came to visit. And most of us were new at that time to Krishna consciousness. And questions time after his lecture, it came up, people were talking, and there's one particular Mataji that when we talk about don't kill animals, you know, Tamal Krishna Goswami made it clear, but she was involved in research, and the research involved having to dissect animals. Small animals, true enough, but have to dissect them. Nice way of saying that they actually got killed, but and split open, and then the body parts were studied and so on.
And this is what she was doing every weekday. And so Tamatsu understood that. And this actor was very well paid. This person had a PhD and a PhD researcher. And so I was really wondering what Maharaj was going to say. What she said, look, Maharaj, one thing about it, every time we asked a question, he said a short prayer to Srila Prabhupada. You see his lips move a little bit, then she would answer the question. He said to her, I understand you're working, and I understand the nature of the work, and now that you've heard, and she's with Martin now, she's not initiated or anything, she just knew. And she said, pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord, because some adjustment is going to have to be made to the work that you're doing. But pray to the Lord about it. Pray very sincerely to the Lord. Now that you know, now that you know the nature and the implications of what you're involved with. Just like the Bodhis are told, don't be a butcher. But because once you put yourself in that situation, then, you know. But people who also dissect small animals in the name of research, they are also doing that type of harm. Small body, true enough, compared to a cow or bull or goat on it, but still, they're also doing that type of work. And say, oh, well, you know, when we get the results from the tests that we do, it benefit humans. Well, it's very, very, very debatable. There are different ways in which you do things. But kind of you guys become so bad. We could just go on and on and on about this. But anyway, what Maharaj told him is this, pray and to have a change adjusted for you. Well, yeah, we do what's needed, what's necessary. But we have to be careful, you know, to go by the injunctions and the scriptures so we don't get ourselves into trouble. That's why I was giving an example of truck. Yeah. Thanks for this commentary and exchange. Any other comments or questions? Hare Krishna. Jai, go see the Prabhupada. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Hare Krishna. We need to have our hearts. The basic thing is, whatever needs to be done in order to serve the Lord properly and get things done, I'm willing to do it. If I see it, if I'm asked, I will definitely do it. And if I see that it's not done too and it needs to get done, jump in and do immediately. That means a person, any devotee in the temple that comes to the temple should come with the mentality that whatever happens, I'm ready to jump in and help. That's all. I'm ready to jump in and help. And sometimes it may mean that you can actually physically help, or it may mean that you can physically help. You may bring up an issue in order that the person that can, you know, best handle it will also be, you know, told that this needs to get done. It always has to be done in a nice and respectful way when you're telling someone. But definitely, the whole temple is for us, and Srila Prabhupada has given us a nice opportunity to worship Krishna in all parts of the world, to take advantage of it, like that. Hare Krishna. By the way, Srila Prabhupada says that's an expert. That's his definition of being an expert. Willing to take on whatever. Hare Krishna. We have to look at the overall picture of what needs to get done. And it's not good enough to just do things only because I want to, you know, beat myself down and get, train myself to be a little bit more humble when it comes to services and doing services in one way or another. But it's anyway, let me just break it down into this. When you say a service is below you, that's when maybe your false ego is kicking in. Because, one, the person who's on the altar doing pujari work gets the same kind of benefit as the person who also sweeps the floor. Even though floor sweeping may be considered a menial job compared to being on the altar. So, I see this in two parts. the way you answered this question. First, people should not think the services are below them. Any service, so that's wrong thinking in the first place. We have to do the service the best of our ability, whatever that service is. That's one. And two, if a person is doing a service in order to train the mind not to connect with the false ego, you know, and say, hey, I don't want to do this, I want to go make myself do the service. Yes, that's good, because that's bringing a person's mind to the proper humble level, humble position. So yeah, if that service is going to train the person, for example, washing pots, sometimes we go, oh no, I don't want to do this. But if you just take it and do it, and do it to the best of your ability, that will actually open up, you know, the mind now to do other services that may be just as menial without any kind of difficulty there. But, you know, so you can in fact do services in that way. Do services in that way, that is trying to help your mind go up. But you have to understand, though, that's the point, that what is called menial, in Krishna's eyes, whatever is called menial, whatever is not called menial, when devotees are doing the service, it gives the same kind of spiritual benefit to it. So we shouldn't put down, at that point, we shouldn't put down services on the basis of it being menial. But if a person wants to, now that's on the one part, and the other part is, if a person wants to help their own selves, of course they're not going to advertise that I have a bad false ego, but I want to help myself grow, get out of, you know, the situation of this one I don't like, this one, make yourself do it. Yeah, that's training the mind to come to the humble, to the humility level. So that part is good. Don't put down any service. The benefits are pretty much the same, because it's from me. Krishna watches our heart. Our heart, when we put our heart into the service, our intention, our hearts. That's what Krishna watches. And that is definitely for any kind of service. So hopefully that sheds some light on it, because I saw it in two parts. Hare Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna. We have to be honest with ourselves, bottom line. Okay. You have actually brought up a very important point here, in that this is partly a spiritual situation and a partly a management situation. Okay, you brought both of them up, and you made some comparisons. And I understand what you said. A person that is serious about devotional service needs a spiritual master, so an initiation has to happen. Yeah, that you made it clear. Now, one of the things that you need to be aware of, and I'll look at not from the management standpoint, I made very little comment about the management, but the spiritual aspect of it, you said the person needs to, you know, get initiated, but in the scriptures it says, Yashat Prashad Bhagavat Prashad, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets guru. So, yes, a person wants to be a devotee, a person wants to get initiated, but actually the process of initiated comes from the sanction of Krishna. It comes from the sanction of Krishna. And once you mention Krishna, then it doesn't matter what even the management situation is in the temple, what the rules are, Krishna is bottom line. Krishna is the bottom line for a person getting a guru. So that's what it says in the Shastra. Therefore, if that person may be far away, they may want to do some kind of service, and then here's where wisdom has to play into it also. Okay? So the person is far away, they don't come to the temple as much. But in today's electronic age, it is possible to serve the temple while even being where you are. So if you know that the temple has that, this is not council management, you know the temple has that management clause there, that if you have to be recommended, then you have to be someone that's involved in doing some kind of service. Then if I was in that particular person's situation, I would contact the president, I'll contact the board or whoever is responsible for writing a recommendation letter and say, here is my situation, and you're saying that you should be serving, therefore, take into consideration my situation of being that far, and give me a service I can do from where I'm at. Because that's your requirement, the management requirement. And I would very much like a letter, because now Krishna is, you know, we're going to the next step. You found somebody who really wants to take, you know, you want to take shelter off. But then the letter is needed, and the temple is saying, well, you have to be serving the temple then. Explain the situation and see what the temple can do to offer you some service where you can do from where you're at to benefit the temple. And that way, then nobody will complain. From the management standpoint, nobody will complain, and you get your service and you get your letter and go on with the, you know, the next step. So, since what I'm saying in short, since the temple management, then that letter, the letter recommendation, or it's there as a part of it, and they're saying it's tied to service, then you put it on them, on the management. This is my situation. How can I do service from where I'm at? And let them, you know, deal with that. At least they know that you want to do service from where you're at. That's what I'll do if I was in that situation. But yeah, very, very, very good point that you brought up. Hare Krishna. But one thing you shouldn't do, don't keep criticizing the temples. They won't do it, they won't do it. No, ask them for service from, you know, that takes into consideration your situation. And let them give you that. I understand that. You pretty much repeated what you said earlier, giving an example of somebody who's a little older. This has to be explained to the temple management. The temple management has to know the whole story first. Then they can, in fact, make a decision based on, you know, what's going on. You have to let the temple know the whole story. The temple management should know what's going on in other people's houses. I can speak for temple management and tell you that they cannot go through everybody to see the picture at their homes. Mataji, that's understandable. Practically, no. I'm mad at you and tell you. Because I'm the husband of a temple president, so I know what they already go through, what's on their plate. So this makes sense, because if they came to the house, then they will learn, yeah, this is the situation, the real situation. But how would they, you know, with all the other services that they have to do to manage, also go to different homes and speak to every single person? It's going to be difficult for the management to do that. So it's best for the people who are at home to get the help, to get the information to the management, so the management knows what's going on. I would put the help on the person that needs the initiation to let the temple management know what's going on. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's one way of doing it. That's one way of doing it. And that can also be arranged by someone, the person who can't come, contact somebody who does come to the temple and speak on their behalf to the management that this is what's going on, and I need initiation badly, and this is my situation. There's only so much I can do. And if you can help me with service from where I'm at, fine. If not, then this is my situation. I very much want to get initiated. Then the temple management knows, you know, the full story. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's more delicate than people realize. More delicate, yeah. Anyway, Mataji, so hopefully this has shed some light. You brought very important, not just questions, but literally an important discussion. So, temple authorities have heard, at least in the Philly temple they have, and we just go on from there. Any other questions or comments before we end? Hare Krishna. Jai. I don't know. Yeah. It's actually a issue of Prabhupada, because he wanted to define this a devotee is an expert means he's willing to do anything. And that started this whole discussion. Anyway, Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Vanchakalpaturu vishya kripa sunyume eva cha putitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Chirupari ki jai. You're welcome, Hare Krishna. Jai.